Scores of displaced families have returned to villages in the Syrian province of Aleppo and Idlib using a safe corridor created by the Syrian army. Nearly 500 people went back to their homes in Abu Dhuhr and Sinjar areas of the northern provinces after they were cleansed of terrorists. The Syrian army declared towns and villages in Aleppo and Idlib free from terrorists in February. The first batch of locals returned home 2 months later. Thousands of Syrians have been returning to their homes amid improving security situation across the country. Most of the returnees are internal displaced people. The Canadian government has filed complaints with the World Trade Organization after the U.S. imposes tariffs on imports of Canadian steel and aluminum. Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland describes the tariffs as illegal and inconsistent with the U.S. international trade obligations and WTO rules. Canada's top diplomat also said that the U.S. made a decision under what she called a false pretext of safeguarding its national security. Canada has imposed proportional duties on U.S. steel and aluminum, which will take effect next month. U.S. tariffs have also targeted imports from Mexico and the European Union.
This week, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made it clear that the relationship between the U.S. and Canada is being tested.
My interactions with President Trump have been clear and firm. We have always, and indeed he has always understood that I will and do stand up for Canadian interests and Canadian workers and Canadian citizens.
This after U.S. President Donald Trump imposed previously announced tariffs, 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum, imported from Mexico, the European Union, and Canada. Now Canada is retaliating dollar for dollar.
This is $16.6 billion of retaliation. This is the strongest trade action Canada has taken in the post-war era. This is a very strong response.
The Canadian government released a list of several items subject to tariffs. Some items include dozens of other U.S. products. Groceries that would cost consumers more, like yogurt, chocolate, strawberry jam, and cucumbers. President Trump first announced the impending tariffs in March, heralding in the start of U.S. protectionist trade policies.
We want a lot of steel coming into our country, but we want it to be fair, and we want our workers to be protected, and we want, frankly, our companies to be protected.
Mexico also plans to retaliate against the U.S., vowing to put tariffs on U.S. products, including pork and sausage, blueberries, cheese, and apples. Imported cars could be the U.S. president's next target. While a trade war looms, Trump has roundly criticized the European Union's 10% import tariff on U.S.-made cars, while import duties on European cars total only 3%. He cites the disproportion as unfair. The tariffs threaten tens of thousands of U.S. jobs. Trump insists that the tariffs are necessary to protect U.S. workers and U.S. national security. However, economists warn that an all-out trade war could lead to economic insecurity. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.